Border Patrol not targeting schools, buses, or churches, says Chief. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on February 7, 2025. Border Patrol officials issued statements this week that agents are not targeting schools, school buses, or churches to find and remove illegal aliens. The statements follow false claims by teachers and others that agents are targeting children in schools. I want to be clear, USBP does not target schools, school buses, or churches, Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks said on X. Rio Grande Valley Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gloria Chavez explained on X that misinformation is spreading that U.S. Border Patrol agents are conducting immigration inspections at schools, churches, hospitals, and more recently targeting students at immigration checkpoints. This is completely false. The statements follow a fear-mongering letter to parents from Alice Independent School District Superintendent Dr. Anisha Trevino, where she falsely claimed that U.S. Border Patrol agents may be boarding school buses at highway checkpoints in and out of the valley to question students about their citizenship status. Trevino did not cite any source of her information in the letter. We strongly encourage families to be aware of the potential implications of these encounters, the letter continues. If a student is found to be without proper documentation, they may be removed from the bus, detained, and possibly deported under current immigration policies. Trevino went on to warn about the legal implications of not having legal status in the United States and the ramifications on the student's future citizenship prospects if they lied to Border Patrol agents, saying, if a student is found to be without proper documentation, they may be removed from the bus, detained, and possibly deported under current immigration policies. Additionally, if a student provides false information regarding their citizenship, and it is later discovered, this could result in a permanent bar to future U.S. citizenship. The following day, Dr. Trevino sent another letter admitting they had no basis for the previous letter that raised false concerns to parents. We have not had the U.S. Customs and Border Protection enter/board an Alice ISD bus and we have no knowledge of it happening to any other district. In fact, the second letter continues, it is our understanding that key members of the U.S. Border Patrol have indicated that school buses and children will not be targeted. Trevino claimed the first letter was sent out of an abundance of caution despite no factual basis for the fear-inducing letter sent on February 5. Breitbart Texas reached out to a source within Customs and Border Protection who says the tone of the letter indicates an intention to spark fear. These checkpoints have been near the border for longer than most people can remember. We have hundreds of Border Patrol agents and CBP officers whose children attend these schools, and we are all part of the same community. The administrators at Alice ISD are very familiar with us and our families, the source told Breitbart Texas. Buses carrying students to and from out-of-town sporting events and activities have never been a target of enforcement, the source added. Unless there is some specific intelligence regarding contraband smuggling by a bus company or other individual or a threat to the students, the inspection process at Border Patrol checkpoints is uneventful. I suspect the school district officials know this but chose to ignite fear in their students despite that fact, which seems political. The source said families along the border are more than aware of the enforcement activities at the checkpoints, as they have lived around them for decades. The source believes the ominous warning was added for effect, not informative value. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.